The period from May 25th through June 1st, 1917, was one of the worst severe weather weeks in the history of southern Missouri. During that time, three low-pressure systems in succession formed on the plains and swept through the southern Midwest and upper South. Tornado after tornado struck the region bounded by eastern Texas to southern Nebraska on the west and Alabama to Indiana on the east. The death toll for all the storms combined was an incredible 364. By far the worst for southeastern Missouri was a series of at least 14 tornadoes that struck between 6:30 p.m. and 3 a.m. on May 30th. The first were two F4 tornadoes that struck the central Ozarks at 6:30 to 7 p.m. The first one tracked 55 miles from west of Mains, Wright County, to Annette, Dent County. The second traveled 108 miles from west of Success, Texas County, to near Melzo, Jefferson County. 10 victims perished in each of these two storms. Three funnel clouds hit the area between Fredericktown and Flat River, present-day Park Hills, at 8 to 8:30. The first was an F2 funnel that traveled 15 miles from southwest of Fredericktown to Libertyville. An F3 storm simultaneously traveled 28 miles from near Munger, Reynolds County, to Flat River, killing 7 victims. Another F2 hit south of Fredericktown, causing 3 deaths. The worst storms in terms of deaths, strengths, and damage were an F4 storm tracking 50 miles from northeast of Elsinore, Carter County, to Zalma, Bullinger County, and an F3 storm beginning northwest of Hendrickson, Carter County, and traveling 50 miles to near Arab, Bullinger County. Both formed around 9 p.m., and the tracks were parallel with the stronger storm to the north. Incredibly, the two storms merged near Arab, forming a path 1.5 miles wide. The larger storm damaged Granite Bend, Wayne County, and other smaller villages before destroying Dongola and the southern part of Zalma in Bullinger County. 18 people perished in this storm. The second smaller storm passed south of Taske, caused damage in Caonia Landing before merging with the other storm at Arab. 8 victims died in this storm. The combined effects of the two storms resulted in scores of people injured and hundreds left homeless. In one of the eerie contrasts that can accompany tornadoes, the skies over Dongola cleared within 30 minutes of the storm, leaving the moon to shine brightly on the ruins of the town. The 7 remaining tornadoes struck after midnight in locations from St. Genevieve to Washington, Franklin County. The worst of these in terms of deaths and damage was an F2 striking Ozora, St. Genevieve County, killing 1, and a storm tracking 32 miles from west of Bloomfield, Stoddard County, to Oran, Scott County, which killed 6 at Zeta and Arteola. In addition to structural damage, a freight train running near Oran was almost torn to pieces and nearly every boxcar unroofed. An F3 tornado followed a 3-mile pass southwest of Hornersville, Dunklin County, and killed 2 victims from 1 house. The magnitude of the damage resulted from the destruction of many farm buildings, although the power of many of the storms would have destroyed most buildings. The considerable number of fatalities occurred mainly because of storms that struck early in the evening or at night. Poor communication in 1917 compared to today, poorly developed early warning systems at the time, and the unprecedented magnitude of the storms also likely contributed to the large death tolls. I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri. For more tales from days gone by, visit krcu.org.